Bob Simpson sitting in for Michelle Ward on Eat My Brunch today. Now, Mara Cottrell is a local author whose first book, Basildon, A History and Celebration, has been described as an excellent publication documenting Basildon's history. Mara now has two more books on the way, and she needs your help. And I'm delighted to say that Mara joins me now. Welcome, Mara.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thank you for coming in today and telling us about your latest books. But first of all, perhaps you can tell us, how did you first get into book writing?
Well, it was my friend Sylvia Kent.
Ah, we know Sylvia very well. Yes.
She got me to write a book for Tempest, but it was just photos and captions. And then Francis Frith of France approached me through Basildon Library. One of the girls that worked in the library gave them my number.
Right.
And so they phoned me up and said, well, I'd like to write two books for them. One's called Basildon History and Celebration.
Yep.
And the other one's So You Think You Know Basildon, a Quiz and Miscellany Book.
Yeah, and
they both sold 1,000 of each.
Wow, they're beautiful books, aren't they? They're really well presented and
they're hardback.
Yeah. So how did it feel when you first saw this on a bookshelf? You know, your first book published. What did that feel
ecstatic.
Like? Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Do a lot of research. A year of research, I read everything I could lay my hands on.
Yeah.
And I went into the libraries, I went on air, I went in the papers, and I got people to approach me, and I went to interview them with my digital recorder,
right,
borrow their memorabilia and photographs, and scan them in and gave them back.
Right, okay. So you're a member of a writing group, aren't
yes.
you? Yeah. So what are the benefits of joining a writing group if you're an aspiring author?
Well, the Brentwood Writers' Circle meets up in the Ursuline School the first Saturday of every month in Brentwood.
Yeah.
And, you get lots of camaraderie.
Yeah.
People helping you.
Lots of tips and support. Yeah, very good. So do you do any other kind of writing other than books?
Well, I did a master's in creative writing.
Oh,
and
wow.
I wrote a couple of plays.
Right. Oh, well, really?
A play about Harriet Shelley.
Okay.
And a play about someone who I knew.
Yeah.
Who I couldn't get rid of him. He came round. I met him and across the room,
Right.
And this guy Martin, and I couldn't get rid of him. I went to pick him up this morning, and I said, soon back to my house. And we went out to do some shopping. I bought some prawns. I did tempura prawns.
Right.
And before I knew it, he took himself out to my bedroom, stripped off naked.
What?
I got into my bed and I had to get my friend Sue.
Oh my God.
In the evenings with her dog Poppy to get rid of him. I just couldn't get rid of him.
I wasn't expecting that story today.
He was drinking vodka, so I took the vodka down the sink, filled the bottle up with water.
No. Oh,
and he said, what are you doing with my vodka? I said, I've tipped it down the sink.
Oh, dear.
It was a bit strange.
Right, okay. Well, the moral of that story is be careful on first dates, really, isn't it? Was it a date? I don't know, yeah.
Well, it's someone I've met several times.
Yeah, okay. Oh, dear. Okay. Right, let's get back to books, shall we? You've thrown me there. So, back to your first book. It's Basildon, A History and Celebration.
Yes.
I think you more or less told us how that came about, but did you have to do a lot of research for that?
It took me a year of research.
Really?
And a year of writing.
Right.
I was going through a divorce at the time, and my ex-husband said, Mari, you're never going to write a book. Go and get a job. So I gave it up three times.
Right.
But Francis Ferry were very good. They let me kept going back to it.
Right.
So I did eventually finish it, and it was published in October 2004.
Right. Did you get some interesting stories from some people?
Yes, things about ghosts.
Really?
Basildon
ghosts?
Smugglers.
Oh, really? Is it well known for smuggling and ghosts then?
Yeah, around the Pip's Hill area.
Right.
There was people often saw a ghost.
Right, okay.
Coming home from work.
Well, what was it, like a headless horseman or something? Or
no, it was just a man, an apparition.
Oh, wow, okay. You seem to specialise in local history. Why history?
Well, I did history as part of my BA.
Right, and it's something you've always been interested in. Okay, and now you've got another couple of books in the pipeline. Tell us about those, Mara.
Well, I was approached by a publisher to write a book on Essex pubs.
Right.
And mainly coaching inns.
Okay.
And also Grays. And I'd like to also write two plays on the killings and Harriet Shelley.
Right.
From her point of view when Shelley left her.
Okay.
She was pregnant and she drowned herself in the Serpentine.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Okay. Now, I believe you're looking for some help from local people for these books. What is it that you need from them?
Well, anyway, if anyone's got any old photographs, black and white photographs or memorabilia,
yeah,
or interesting stories to tell me, then they can email me and I will go and see them.
All right, we'll get your contact details in a minute. If you ever need someone to research Essex Pub, I'm your man. I'm quite happy to sit in a pub and interview people and, you know, get some refreshment. I would quite like a chauffeur, though.
Yeah.
These days, it's a lot easier to self-publish online for download. Have you ever thought about doing this yourself? Or do
I'd rather be paid for it.
You're right, okay, yeah, yes. Yeah. And you prefer sort of a hard copy of a book,
yes,
do you?
Yes, yeah. I mean, these books on Basildon, they're lovely books. They are in hard copy.
Yeah.
Although Francis Frith reprinted them later. They don't print books anymore, unfortunately, and they did them in paperback.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But they sold 1,000 of each.
All right, okay. Now, I hear that you're also a bit of a baker on the corner.
Yes, I had a business called Cake Bite.
Right.
I had a stall outside Marks and Spencer's on Saturdays.
Right.
I did gluten-free, diabetic-friendly, and ordinary cakes.
Right, okay.
So bread pudding was one of the best sellers.
Oh, I love bread pudding. I was hoping for a few samples today, but it didn't. Never mind. So have you stopped doing that then at the moment? Or
yes, I found it was hard going. I was cooking all week.
Right.
And I'd set up the stall on Saturday morning next to the fish man.
Okay, yeah.
And what I didn't sell, I had to throw away.
Okay, yeah.
Because they'd gone off by the end of the day. Although, what I hadn't put out was in a container.
Right.
So they stay fresh, right. But...
So you're multi-talented then. Will we see you on Bake Off anytime soon? I bet you're glued to that.
I've got Mary Berry's cookbook.
All right, yeah. Okay, well, thanks very much, Mara. Perhaps you could remind us of the kind of help you're looking for and tell us how people can contact you.
Right, well, although I've got publishers interested, I would like... I've contacted lots of literary agents... And I would like a publisher to contact me.
Okay.
My email is mfamara.cottrell, cottrell11@btinternet.com.
Right, okay. Well, we'll put all those details on our website later on, and when you get home, you'll be able to listen back to this. It'll all be on the website. And thank you very much for coming up. And you also want photographs from people,
yes,
don't
I
you?
Do.
Of Essex pubs,
yes, and Grays.
And Grays, yeah, because you're doing a similar book about the history of Grays, aren't you?
Yeah, photographic history books.
All right, okay. So if you've got any old photos, any stories to tell, get in touch with Mara, and you can do that. By
I've got a digital recorder and I will go and visit them.
Oh, right, okay. You'll go and interview
yes.
them. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all the details will be on our website later on. Mara Cottrell, thank you so much for coming in
thank
and
you very much,
telling
Bob.
Us all about it. All right.